Nathan Tabor's book, The Beast on the East River, The UN Threat to America's Sovereignty and Security. I'm delighted he's with us. He's the founder of theconservativevoice.com and a former GOP congressional candidate. And Nathan's with us now. Nathan, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. It's fitting that we have you on this show, given the fact that Bolton tendered his resignation. Give me your take.
Yeah, you know, and I was just listening to the caller. I just got the email from President Bush's statement. I mean, it is a shame. I mean, John Bolton was the one thing that was standing, kind of protecting what's left of American sovereignty, the one who kind of really understood what's going on in North Korea and Iran, and because of a bunch of rhinos and a president who really won't stand up, we are now going to be faced with, you know, somebody who's going to be placed into the new U.N. ambassadorship by the Democrats.
Well, what do Americans not understand about the U.N. that they need to understand? Because I wrote a chapter in my book, Shut Up and Sing, about the craziness at the United Nations. And in my research for my book, I didn't know half of what ended up in the book. I didn't even have an idea about the threat to our sovereignty as a nation coming at the hands of the U.N. Tell us about it.
Well, I think the biggest issue is education, because what has been presented, you know, people kind of think, oh, well, you've got a tinfoil hat on and black helicopters are flying around you. And that's why I wrote this book, you know, 30 pages of footnotes. The United Nations controls the Statue of Liberty in the Great Smoky Mountains. When you ratify a treaty that says the World Heritage Sites belong to all the peoples of the world, irrespective of where they are located, that means you're giving them control.
And where's that?
It's not ownership. This is on the World Heritage Site. Mm-hmm. Read the book or go to Google and search World Heritage Site. It's a direct quote. And this came into play in 1995 when then-President Bill Clinton shut down the Crown Butte mines outside the Yellowstone National Park by getting the U.N. to declare it a World Heritage Site in danger. You take an issue of the military. Look at President Bill Clinton in 1995 when he signed the Presidential Directives 13 and 25, putting loopholes into the Constitution where U.S. military personnel can be under the control of the U.N. general. Our Constitution of the United States in Article 2, Section 2 says the President, the Commander-in-Chief, is over all the Army and the Navy. It's illegal and unconstitutional, but even President Bush today has not turned that around and put the U.S. military back under control of U.S. generals.
Well, the U.N. is not in control of our military in Iraq, however.
And it's unconstitutional.
No, it's not. How is the U.N. in control of our military in Iraq? I don't get that.
I'm sorry. Like the peacekeeping efforts that's taking place. Look at Michael New in 1996.
Yeah.
He was court-martialed and dishonorably discharged for refusing to wear a U.N. blue helmet.
This past weekend, Kofi Annan was talking about outgoing U.N. Secretary General, said that the situation in Iraq was worse than a civil war. And then he commented today, tried to be diplomatic, about John Bolton's departure. What type of Secretary General was he?
Well, you know, you had the oil for food scandals. You've had the molestation and rape cases in Congo and Somalia. He was basically a Secretary General that really didn't focus on what was truly taking place and was more wrapped in corruption than the ability. Look at Darfur, what's taking place there. Where are the peacekeeping efforts? Why is the genocide still taking place?
Do you think the UN should exist at all?
I think there is a place, there is a need for a round table where countries can come and talk. And that's what the original purpose of 1945 that the UN was. Currently how the UN is, no. I mean, they want control of the criminal courts, they want control of the military, they want to tax our internet, they want to tax our emails, 1 cent for every 100 emails.
That's coming, isn't it?
It is coming. If it continues the way, and people say, oh, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, in 1923, if you would ask people in the streets of New York, would prayer be taken out of the schools and would abortion be legalized, they would have said no. But because they weren't vigilant in what they were doing, abortion was legalized and prayer was taken out of schools. If we're not vigilant in what we're doing in the next 20, 30, 40, and 50 years, the UN will have taxing authority, they'll have court authority, they'll have military authority, and the sovereignty of the U.S. will not exist any longer.
Think about what a cool dance club it would be to turn the United Nations building into like a multi-floored dance club. Forget that. That's not serious. How about turn it into a homeless shelter? I mean, there's all sorts of great uses, charitable uses and other uses for the United Nations. Nathan, it's a provocative book. Nathan Tabor's book, The Beast on the East River. It does have 30 pages of footnotes, by the way. It's well-researched and a bit of a warning call for all of us who think that only nice things happen at the United Nations.